Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate. A podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
Welcome, everyone. We're coming to you from the KP Studios here at the Forum. Happy to be back with you guys. And Keith, what's going on, man? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Today is a very energetic day. We actually doing a podcast a little different time than normal. So yeah. It's throwing me off. My schedule feels a little, influx, a little different than it normally would.
You gonna be okay now?
I think so. I'm hoping. I have some good signs. I saw 26 people with the same exact color shirt as myself today, and it threw me off a little bit.
That's a good looking shirt. I like the blue.
The blue is a good color. It's a good feel. So I'm never opposed to the blue KP Elite.
So, hey, though, before we jump in, we were looking at some of those numbers this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Give everyone an update from the prediction show and what we got on some of these listing numbers real quick.
Yeah, so one of my bold predictions, just to keep in mind, Pete, was that we would not touch, I believe it was over 5,000 active listings on the market at any point this year. That was my bold prediction.
Yep, how's it looking?
Better in favor of me, that's for sure. We actually broke under 4,000 over the last month, multiple times.
This is insane.
We're like 3,900, 3,800. It's touching all over the place. And we're talking, it's going the other direction. It's like taking a good bet and you see the score just keep going in the right direction, you know, and you're just like, oh, there's no way this is coming back.
This is incredible though. I mean, I know we've talked about like, this is just unprecedented, never seen and since they've been keeping track of this stuff, but man, you just run out of adjectives to describe this. I can't believe these numbers are still going down.
It's fun. It's a fun market to be in real estate. It's a hard market, but fun.
Tough if you're a buyer.
Absolutely. And it just carries into a little bit of what we're talking about today. Yeah. If you don't have a good structure to your business and you have a lot of key elements of your business, then you're not going to have a lot of success. So what we're talking about today is the five keys to running a successful real estate business. So I'm super pumped about this.
Yeah.
Because people need a foundational level of strength to target where they want their business to be. And if they don't have those five keys in their business, you might as well just put it back in the suitcase and go back. Like there's just no way to run it.
That's it, man. You don't want to build it on sand, right? You want to have a strong foundation. If you're building that house, you want a strong foundation because that's going to let you just grow to the sky, right? So, the five keys, guys, the foundational principles, five keys to run that successful real estate business. So let's dive right into it.
Number one, we're going to start with a very obvious one.
And
it seems obvious, but people skip over it a little bit. And I think it's important to key in on it. And that's planning. It's preparation, laying the groundwork. It's building that foundation, you know, putting in the footing, that same concept throughout it. You have to plan. If you don't have the blueprints for what you're about to do, how are you going to build something? You're going to have a lot of moving parts, a lot of people talking with no direction. You got to have that blueprint.
And how many times have we just seen or talk to people that just start doing things and don't get us wrong. Action is great. Action is great. Right. But how's that old saying go? Don't confuse motion with action. Right. Like it's a lot of motion sometimes. Yeah. It's just like people are doing stuff, but there was no plan there. So, you know, like we said, it seems obvious. It really does. But you'd be surprised how many times a lot of people don't plan for that. And so what we mean by plan is, you know, start by figuring out, where am I trying to go?
Yep.
If I'm going on a trip, do I just get in the car and just start driving and go, I'll figure it out as we go? Yeah. Like you at least
screw the maps. I don't need it.
You at least want to have a destination. Like, hey, where am I going to try to get to? At least I can start heading in that direction. If we leave Phoenix and I'm trying to go to LA, I don't want to be heading east, right? I don't want to be heading towards New York.
You do not want to run your real estate business like you're backpacking across Europe. That is not the plan of action, you know? And so I have seen it. And this is something that you just touched on. We have all seen, or you've come across the agent that's really, really good at real estate. They're great. And then they wake up one day with a light bulb saying, I should start a real estate team. And I know I could be good at it because I sell a lot of real estate. And that's not always the case. And we see those teams fail time and time again. And it's not because they weren't great agents. It's not because they weren't great leaders. It's not because they weren't great at business. It's because they failed to plan it. They just did it. And I think it's so important based on that, that you build that successful foundation and plan.
Right.
A plan for growth, a plan that is, and we talk about it all the time. How do you know if your plan is going to be successful? How do you know if those outcomes are going to be, you know, reached, if you will?
What does success mean? How do I know if I got there? Right.
It has to be quantified. You have to be able to measure your level of success, and you have to know year in and year out, are you beating your goals? Are you hitting your expectations? Are you moving at the pace that you want? Name a major corporation that doesn't have projections, numbers, plan in everything, market research, data, everything.
A strategy, right? So and those can be different, but as long as you know what that is for you and your business, meaning, so examples are, look, if you're starting this real estate team, are you wanting a very small, intimate team?
Yeah.
You know, are you guys going to be working on everything together? Are you looking to build a very large team? Are you looking to expand?
Yep.
Are you going out of state? Are you going to have multiple locations? You know, are you going to run this thing where, you know, we haven't dived in yet on the podcast about, you know, different team models. How are you going to run this thing? There's different ways to do it. One way isn't necessarily wrong, but it just depends on what you want. You know, are you going to have that rainmaker model? You're going to have that enterprise model. You know, you want to know some of this stuff because otherwise you're just shooting in the dark. You know, you're going out there, you're doing things and you go, hopefully it'll work out.
Yeah. And it's just putting the blinders on and you're going to camouflage your success because you're doing good, you're selling real estate and you're doing all that stuff. But as soon as you try and remove yourself from selling, if that's your plan, if your goal is to eventually build a business strong enough, powerful enough to get out of the selling process of it, and you've been camouflaging your plan with your own personal sales success, it's gonna blow up real fast when you get down to that finish line.
And a lot of times people just don't know. That's part of this process is if you're hearing some of these questions and you're like, well, I don't know what I want it to look like. I don't know what it's supposed to be. Even if you're an individual realtor at this point, what's the plan there? You know, are you just going to keep doing everything you've been doing? Or are you trying to get somewhere else? So sometimes this starts with, you know, sitting down and asking yourself these questions. And I'll give you, you know, we talked to, how many times did we used to talk to clients, you know, back when you and I were meeting with all of these clients, we would talk to these clients and ask them questions about what it is they were trying to find in this house or why they were moving somewhere. And we've had how many times people go, I don't know. No one's ever asked me before. I really haven't thought about that.
Plan.
I haven't thought exactly what it is I'm trying to do here. I just know I wanted something bigger. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
And so, it's really just diving into that a little bit deeper.
So a tangible example right here, guys, if you want to start with that plan, look 5 years in the future. What do you want your job to look like? What do you want your team to look like? What is your day-to-day? How big, how small, whatever. Write it all out, put it on paper, put it on a whiteboard, put all of the thoughts in your brain on a piece of paper and dissect it and build that system strategy. So that's a very simple way to just look 5 years out and then go talk to people that are around you in that way.
Yeah, know the goal, know the destination, right?
Exactly. So that's great. Number one, planning, key item of success for running a real estate business. Get those manageable goals, those trackable goals to be able to fall back on. Number two that we need to touch on is lead sources. You got to have leads in any capacity for real estate. Yep. You can't have a successful real estate that makes no income. It doesn't exist.
Where's this business coming from? How many times
have we talked? No money.
We talked to new agents, right? And we'll go, why'd you get into real estate? Well, I like showing houses. Yep. And what do I always say to them? Who are you showing these houses to?
Yeah, who wants to go see those houses?
Yeah, you just touring around by yourself all day?
Or better yet, the other one is, well, I really like marketing. I'm going to build an amazing brand.
Yep.
That has no clients because that's huge. You have to have the lead sources. You have to have the leads and you have to have a strategy, which goes back to the planning to get those leads. And so that's a big part of it. So, you know, and all of these keys are going to tie into each other. But when we talk about lead sources, you have to narrow it down to one thing. What is your demographic? Where is this business going to come from?
Mm-hmm. And
I was going to say hoping that they're going to just show up is not a strategy.
Hope is not a strategy.
It is not a strategy. I hope that someone messages me on Instagram this week. I hope.
Well, I got my real estate license. How come they're not calling?
Yeah, they don't call me day one. What the heck? Don't they know I'm licensed?
Don't they know?
I have 100 followers. Don't they know I'm licensed? The key is you have to have an action plan to generate and not just wait. You can't just sit and wait.
Right. And so the thing to remember is, you know, there is no necessarily this is the perfect lead source. This is the correct lead source. There's a lot of different ways, and you want and you need, I should say, to have multiple sources. So, you know, we hear people out there go, all my business comes from this, whatever this is. It's one thing. It's like, okay, well, you know, what happens if that one thing slows down or goes away or something changes?
I'll give a great example. This is an awesome, awesome example to explain that. I know plenty of agents that built their business on open houses. Mm-hmm. Okay. They had so much success. They crushed it. That was their number one lead source. And honestly, their only lead source. And they would tell me that. They're like, I don't need anything else. I'm going to go do open houses. I'm going to have success, which is great. And it does work.
Yeah. Open house is a great primary lead source.
It's a great lead source. But something called COVID happened last year, and a lot of states shut down all open houses because you can't have that traffic. So guess what happens if you can't hold an open house and your primary source is open houses?
Yeah.
Guess what happens to your business?
Yep.
Goodbye.
So
the key is you have to have multiple options. You have to have A, B, C, D, E. I would say a great starting point when you first begin is 3, work to 10. Yep. Start with 3, work to 10. If you're landing anywhere in between 3 and 10, you got a good footing. You got that foundation for lead sources.
Yep. And here's another thing that we go over all the time. Hey, what works? What marketing strategies work? Keith, what lead sources work?
Everything.
All of them, right?
All of them.
They all work. So one of the sayings that we have around here is everything works. Tell me what you're still going to be doing 6 months from now. So it's what are you going to work? What are you going to stay consistent with? What are you going to stick with? So another key point with these lead sources is don't choose one just because you see someone else doing it.
Yeah.
Don't choose it just because you hear, you know, that's the one that's the buzz right now or whatever it is. Choose something you're going to stick with. Start there, like you said, with 3 is a good starting place. I have at least 3. Multiple types, multiple sources, whether that's social media, open houses, referrals, you know, you can be doing pop buys, you can be doing circle prospecting. The list goes on and on. There's 100 different ways.
And you're 100% right. There's a lot of videos on YouTube. I mean, we've done videos, we've done trainings on, let's say, for sale by owner calls or expired listings. Yep. They work. They work well. But do I want to do that every day for the next 6 months? You have to ask yourself that question. When you first start, don't start something that you're not going to finish. If you don't see yourself doing this even a week later, because they're tough, don't start it. Start with something you can do. If you feel comfortable with open houses and you're confident in that, do that for 6 months straight and you'll see success.
Yeah.
You want to talk to all your personal family and friends for 6 months? Do that consistently for 6 months and have success.
Yep. Be consistent with it. It's not going to happen day one. And we'll touch on again with these lead sources at once. And if you're, the last thing I'll say with it is if you're a new agent and you're not sure about some of these, it's okay to try some out. Just see, hey, is this something, like Keith said, that I'm going to stick with? Is this for me? You can try it out and say no. Find the 3, though, that you're going to stick with that are going to work. And especially if you're trying to build that team and build that business, build that brokerage, you need multiple ones. And, you know, in addition to some of the other stuff that we'll get into here.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we'll touch on it here in a second, but you know, start writing those down on that same piece of paper you're planning. Put another column on there and say, hey, what's my demographic? What's my target? And what are different ways that I can approach that demographic? If you start there, you can start to get a little bit of a direction on what you really need to add to that bottom line of those lead sources.
Yep.
So number 3, let's take it another step in that direction for the keys of a successful real estate business. And our 3rd one is training. Mm-hmm. Pete, touch a little bit on training and the value of knowledge in this industry.
Yeah. So training is huge and training is key. And so the best people in this industry growing the most successful businesses are always learning, always training. 20 years later, still learning, still training. I put myself in that category. I always say you can learn something from everybody, and you can learn something new every single day. You will never know everything that's going on. Not only learning, but practicing. That is another one. No one here, no one listening to this is perfect at their buyer consultations, nope, their listing presentations, you know, phone calls, nothing. No one's ever going to be perfect. You can always keep practicing. You know, looking back, I mean, let's use the analogy that we like to talk about a lot of times, whether you're, you know, if you're talking about professional athletes,
yep,
okay, let's talk about, you know, Michael Jordan, maybe if you're my age, or Steph Curry, I guess, if you're your age.
Easy. I could go back and look at some of that 80s tape.
So either one, right? You got two of the greatest of all time right here. Well, did those guys ever stop practicing?
I don't think they know what not practicing feels like.
Not only that, but those two guys practice more than probably everyone else on the team.
Yeah.
So you've got the absolute best in the game constantly trying to get better, constantly improving, constantly working on their game. In fact, working on it more than everyone else. So you've got people here in this industry that like to get paid like some of these athletes.
Yeah.
But they're not training like these athletes.
Prime example, we've had the team for about 5 years now. We have done a scripts class every week for 5 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
5 years straight. And I promise you, even our most experienced agents that have been with us since day one still learn in that scripts class every week for 5 years straight.
Yep.
If you're not doing a scripts class in your business, if you're not role-playing scripting just in general, you need to start today and don't stop until your career is literally over. And
yeah,
even then, you might get bored and still dream about scripting because that's literally how it is.
Oh, if you're dreaming about scripting, man,
you're good. You're good then. So, and I want to use another key thing because you talked about it. You can watch, you can learn, you can train, you can read, but if you're not putting it into practice, it doesn't work.
Right.
I use this example all the time. Like you know that I've been trying to get better at golf and continue to get better in that field. And it's my pastime, my hobby. I like to do it on the side. And
I got good news for you, Keith. There's a lot of room for improvement.
There is.
You got a lot of room for improvement. So
but that brings me to my exact point. And that's I could watch golf videos all day long on how to have a successful swing. But if I don't go out to the driving range or practice putting or do some sort of form of that, guess who's not going to get very good at golf anytime soon? It's me. So that's the other thing. You can train, but if you're not putting into action the training that you're receiving, if you're not writing it down, if you're not building a plan around it, it's not going to do anything for you. It's just not. And so that's where we always say, don't just get ready to get ready. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't just focus on that process. Don't just spend all your time listening, learning, watching without doing at some point.
And another key thing that we would say here is surround yourself with the right people. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Because you want to learn from people that have been there and done that. So something Keith and I teach our team all the time, something we say, what we teach is not theory. Everything that we teach and we go over, we have done. And so we've done it again and again and again with not just ourselves, but many agents. We know what works, what doesn't work, and what practically that looks like in the real world. So there's a lot of people out there that teach things. There's a lot of people out there that talk about things. Make sure that whoever you're learning from, getting advice from, practicing, you know, with or what have you, that they've done what you're trying to do, that they've actually been successful in these because, you know, believe it or not, in this industry, you got a lot of people teaching a lot of things who have never done anything.
A great example of this is if you're looking to start a real estate team of yourself, like if you're saying, hey, I've been wanting to do this for a year. I've been a single agent or just an agent in general for a year, 2 years. And I'm like, hey, or maybe it's 10 years, maybe it's more. And you're like, I'm tired of doing the grind by myself. I want to start a real estate team. The best thing you can go do is go join a real estate team for your first year. Go learn how they do everything. Join a successful one, a high producing one with structure and a lot of different things that we were talking about today, and learn. Learn from the leaders. Talk to them. Tell them you want to start a team down the road. I know we've had plenty of agents come up to us and say, hey, I want to start a team in the next, you know, 2 years. And I say, absolutely, let's go. Let's get started right now.
Right.
Let's start building you. And that's the quickest way to learn and to be trained is to just surround yourself with people already doing it.
Iron sharpens iron, right?
100%. So let's get into the next one. It's a big one. It's huge. And it's super important to really key in on this last one, because this is what makes it all work. It makes it all tick. It keeps everything together. And our fourth key to a successful real estate business is systems. Mm-hmm. Systems. I can't even start to begin about how important this is to running any business. There's no business in the history of mankind that runs without some form of a process or system in some degree.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if it's just the most basic of systems or plans, you don't want to reinvent the wheel every single day. So you want to have systems, processes that are repeatable, that you can show other people how to do, so that part of your systems might be adding to your staff or making sure that you are setting in a process of how are you dealing with buyers? What's our process? What's our system for buyer consultations, for showings, for listing presentations, for marketing new listings, for our past client follow-up? Whatever this systems and processes are, you want to have repeatable systems, repeatable processes. And so the thing that I want to make sure that we're clear on is there are many different types of systems and processes. And sometimes people just think, oh, does that mean, you know, necessarily getting, you know, a piece of software or a program maybe, or putting staff in place? Right. Maybe. It doesn't only mean that though, right? Yep. You start with a repeatable process, a repeatable system that can be taught to other people, that can be replicated. Can I replicate this? Because then I can leverage and I can grow and I can expand. And then you have those other pieces, you know, that Keith touched on here, which is then if I'm hiring staff, they can replicate my systems and processes and go, or you've got programs, software, technology that can also do that and automate them on top of that.
Here's a huge one right now. You're in the midst of running a team and or starting one right off the gate. It's just something to write down. And you find yourself repeating yourself over and over with trainings and just general lessons or any type of thing. You just continue to find yourself like you feel like you're just beating an old drum, like you're just repeating yourself. I have news for you. They have something called video. Record the next one and you'll never have to say that same thing again. It's massive. It's been a huge system to us is we've recorded all our trainings at a very basic level.
Right.
So all our easy trainings that are easy to comprehend, I don't want to have to explain to someone over and over again, hundreds of times over, for every agent and every system and every person that I come around, what page one of the purchase contract looks like. Right. That's a simple, simple training. But if I record it and I play it to that person, I just created a system that allows me to get my time back, and I have developed something that helps them grow and learn.
So, and so that's a perfect real world example from our business, okay? So we've got new agents joining the team all the time, whether they're experienced agents or brand new licensed agents. We have got an entire system, a process that they're going through, not just onboarding, but all of the initial training. So like Keith was just saying, think about this, okay? We've got all of our basic trainings that are here in our online platform. They're accessible 24/7 to our agents. They can go in there, they go through all those basic trainings. And then in addition to that, then they can join, or they're joining the next level training, the live training that's going on every month. Whereas if we had to do all of those basic trainings in person or live, or someone had to do it, we could never get to where we're trying to go, because we're constantly going back and we're reviewing the same thing over and the same thing over and the same thing over. Yep. There's only so many hours in the day and there's only so many people. So, you know, you take this basic repeatable things, we've put them down in those, and now we can move on to bigger and better things once that baseline is set.
100%. And this takes me to my last item on systems, and it's essential. If you are not tracking your business in any degree and every degree, you need to start today. You need to have an Excel spreadsheet, some sort of software or some form or ability to track and manage everything. Because, you know, it's so key to know where you're heading. And so a big part of systems is keeping track so you can reflect back on that, which inadvertently brings us to our last key item of successful real estate business. And that is reflection and adjustment.
That's it. Number five, right? So like Keith said, is you know, reflection and adjustment is coming from, you know, if you're tracking this, okay, so I've made my plan. I've got my lead sources going. We're training. We've got our systems in place. We're out there. We're working and we're executing. Is it working? Is it working? I don't know. Am I having success?
I can't see what I did last year.
Yeah. How do I know?
I don't know how many, the biggest one I see all the time. Oh my goodness. It's just one of those things that just blows my mind. I'll go and ask an agent, hey, how many deals did you guys do last year? Or how many deals did you do? Or what was your volume? Or just simple things that you think you would know. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just off the top of your head, you'd think you know. And they say, I don't know. I guess I'd have to go look it up or something. Like, it blows my mind because they don't track it. They would have to literally manually go try and find all of that data, which wouldn't be accurate whatsoever. Yep. So how do you know if you're doing better today than you did last year or the year before or so on?
How do I know if I'm hitting my goals? And so we talk about it. You have to track everything. Everything must be tracked. What gets tracked can get managed. And so you must do that because you have no other way of knowing whether you're heading in the right direction or not. Am I making progress? As we're reflecting, do I need to make adjustments? Is what I'm doing working, or do I need to adjust something? And so one of the things that, you know, that we're constantly on is that, guys, the industry is constantly changing. And so you are constantly needing to reflect and adjust. But if you don't know what is working and what's not, or where you're coming from, it's hard to make those adjustments and keep up with things, right? So Keith, do we track, let me put these examples, guys. We know not only how many transactions are happening on a constant basis, on a weekly basis, whether they're buyers or sellers. What are the lead sources that are they coming from? What conversion rates for each of those lead sources? What's the average price points? How much is that costing us? What's the agents coming in? What are the agents going out? I mean, I could go on all day. We are tracking everything.
Yep.
We're tracking everything on
if
there.
If you can think of any point of data, track it. Put it on a paper somewhere, mm-hmm. manage it. And so that's key, guys. I can't stress it enough. If you can't track it, you can't manage it. And how are you going to run a business that you cannot manage? It's just plain and simple. So guys, those are our five keys to success and running a successful real estate business. Obviously, there's like 300 billion of them, but those are like some of the five most important ones.
Those are the five most important.
If you want us to dissect your business a little bit, look at where you guys are at, what can be adjusted or altered, we're more than happy to do that. We've helped literally over 100 people so far this year already manage their business, build them out a business plan and what that looks like. So reach out to us. You guys send your questions or ask your questions at questions@kpeliteaz.com. Awesome opportunity to just get us to dive in your business. Follow us on Instagram and YouTube at The KP Elite. We'd love to have your support as we continue to share content. We just want to help you guys grow a great business and serve you guys. Send us your questions and we'll throw it in our next podcast.
Yep. Sounds good, guys. Appreciate you guys listening today. We'll see you guys next time.